It's Morning Edition on KUT 90.5. I'm Jennifer Staten. The State Preservation Board is meeting today to discuss whether or not to remove a controversial plaque that's been up on the wall of the Texas State Capitol for decades. The plaque displays the Children of the Confederacy Creed. One line declares that the Civil War was, quote, not a rebellion, nor was its underlying cause to sustain slavery, end quote. For more than a year, several state lawmakers have demanded that the plaque be removed because of its historical inaccuracy. To better understand the controversy around the plaque, I talked with Sanford Levinson, a law and government professor at UT Austin and author of the book Written in Stone, Public Monuments in Changing Societies.
I think there is a consensus among most American historians that the primary cause of the Civil War, the war between the states, the War of Southern Independence, whatever you wish to call it, that the primary cause was slavery. There were undoubtedly other causes as well, but to deny the priority of slavery is just flat wrong. It's easy enough to find very specific sources, ranging from the Texas Ordinance of Secession to a famous or infamous speech by Alexander Stevens, who's the first vice president of the Confederacy, who said flat out that this is all about preserving slavery and white supremacy. Honoring veterans is another matter, because I think that most people who fight in wars didn't start them. So if the plaque simply said a lot of people died and many of them exhibited courage and, you know, we should honor that, you know, okay. But once you put in the premise that they basically died for a reason other than preserving slavery, you're lying.
So the plaque has been up for just about 60 years now, and there have been efforts over the decades to try to get it removed. And it is a plaque, you know, it's not a statue. So logistically, you could argue it would be simpler just to take it down. But can you talk about some of the sort of bigger picture implications and symbolism of having a plaque with that language up in a state's Capitol building?
Sure. I mean, you said the magic word when you use the word statue. The statue of Jefferson Davis and the Memorial of the Confederate War Dead is literally the first thing you see as you approach the Capitol from the south, and it dominates the Texas Capitol grounds. So the plaque really is the tip of an iceberg. If you believe the plaque should be removed, which I do, then you have to confront the three Confederate statues on the Texas Capitol grounds, including the one that features Jefferson Davis, and kind of the official story that is written in stone. It's put up in 1901, but what you discover is died for states' right, guaranteed under the Constitution, the people of the South, animated by the spirit of 1776 to preserve their rights, withdrew from the Federal Compact in 1861. The North resorted to coercion. The South, against overwhelming numbers and resources, fought until exhausted. Now, practically speaking, this is as misleading as the plaque. If you believe the plaque should go, you really and truly should wonder why the Jefferson Davis statue stays up as it is.
There is a vote scheduled for later today for possibly removing the plaque.
Right.
What does removing the plaque mean if the statues are still there?
Well, that, I think, is the what used to be called the $64 question. With inflation, it would be much higher. Because the plaque, although important, is really secondary to these other features. I mean, one of the great ironies, paradoxes, hypocrisies, whatever you want to call it, the state of Texas went to the United States Supreme Court to say that the Sons of the Confederacy could not get license plates with a Confederate flag. They won 5-4. And the state argued that it didn't want to be associated with the Confederate flag and that its license plates weren't really private property where you can, you know, say whatever you want, but that people would see them and confuse the Confederate flag on a Texas license plate with the views of the state of Texas. Well, how do you make that argument, which they made solemnly before the Supreme Court, with the fact that the state of Texas has no reluctance to continue the story of the lost cause, not only on this plaque, which I suspect relatively few people see, as against the statue, which really is the most prominent single piece of public art. Now, since 2016, it's been kind of counterbalanced, if you want to view it that way, by a really impressive monument designed by Ed White on African-American history in Texas. But then we really have to ask ourselves, well, is this a 21st century form of separate but equal? Or does one have to say in the 21st century, we really have to be more honest about our history and what people are told about the lost cause is false?
Sanford Levinson is a law and government professor at UT Austin, and we thank you very much for your time and discussion today.
Thank you.
The State Preservation Board meets later this morning to discuss the plaque. You can keep up with more news at KUT.org.